He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the July 9th. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Boy, we've got our share of tourists here now in July. They're coming in droves. We've got some good weather, some good waves, a nice ocean. We've got Comic-Con, one of the world's largest conventions, coming to San Diego here in a few days. So interesting times here in my hometown. Well, we've had a little risk-off move in the market since we hit those new highs last week, 17,000. We're putting a little bit of risk back on, and I'm going to describe that risk-on, risk-off types of moves that we see in the market from time to time, what is meant by that, and how we measure that. We're seeing, as I say, a little bit of risk coming back into the market today. The Dow is up 19 points. Now 25 points, 16,931, but as you can see, we are back below that 17,000 level. The S&P 500 is just up 0.2% today after a pretty steep sell-off earlier in the week. It's at 1967 is the S&P 500 right now. We've got the NASDAQ up just a scant 6-7 points right now. That puts it at 4,398. That's where we are on the NASDAQ. Gold is having a pretty good day. Risk on, risk off. Gold is always a good indicator of whether it's a risk on or risk off type of market. The risk is off. Gold is up today. 1327 is where gold is. Crude oil's at 102.82. It's been backing off ever since 106 per barrel, and the 10-year yield's at 2.57%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson here in San Diego, president of Gunderson Capital Management. As I went through the markets, really, yesterday, I really spent a lot of time. I'm currently updating all my valuations in my database of 3,800 stocks. I got through 1,000 of them yesterday during the market. And while I was updating their valuations, I was also looking at their charts, looking for themes, looking for patterns. And you can definitely say that ever since the headlines of new highs, remember there's always headline risk. Sometimes if the headlines are too optimistic and the news is too good, sometimes you say to yourself, gee, is this as good as it gets? And a lot of times you'll see a sell-off after major new headlines. And, of course, the market did pass 17,000 last week for the first time in its history. But then we saw a big risk-off move in the market over the last couple of days. And, you know, you hear this term all the time, risk-on and risk-off. What's meant by this? Well, you know, I kind of use the NASDAQ as a good proxy for the risk-on side of the equation. You know, the NASDAQ tends to be a little bit more of the high flyers, the biotechs, the internet stocks, the social media stocks, the technology stocks. So I think the NASDAQ is a fair proxy to use as to whether or not we have a risk-on or risk-off day in the market, or whether we have a risk-on or risk-off trend in the market. When the high-flying NASDAQ is going good, it pretty much means that we have a risk-on market. And if you look at a chart of the NASDAQ over the last couple of days, you can see that we've had a risk-off type of drop in the market. And in fact, on Tuesday of this week, we had, I think the NASDAQ was down 50 or 60 points. Now, when we look at last year, the NASDAQ was up almost 40%, wasn't it? We had a very much risk-on type of year where investors were willing to put their chips on the table. You might consider the term all in. When a gambler thinks he's got a really, really good hand and he pushes all his chips forward onto the poker table, that means he's making a big risk on move. Conversely, if a gambler thinks that another guy at the table's got a better hand than he does and that his risk is high, you'll see him rein in his chips and fold. And, you know, it was Kenny Rogers penned the line. I don't know if he penned it. He penned the song. You got to know when to hold them and you got to know when to fold them. So you do need to know at any given point in time whether it's a risk on market or a risk off market. You don't want to be making risky bets in a risk off market. You can really get clobbered. And when the market switches to risk off, when investors start to pull in their chips off the table, the high-risk stocks start to fall and sell off. Things like the biotechs, things like the internet stocks, things like the social media stocks and the technology stocks and the software stocks, etc. And on the other side of the ledger, when the risk-off move starts to happen, you see bonds and gold start to move up. And in fact, if you look at the charts in the last 2 days here of bonds and gold, you'll see that we've had a rally. I look at TLT as my proxy for the bond market. You'll see a two-day rally in the bond market earlier this week. And if we look at GLD, which is another good proxy for risk off, you'll see a little two-day rally in gold. Okay. Now, what is causing? This year, we've had a couple of big risk off moves. I think I've explained ad nauseum what caused the first risk off move back in March of this year, the Fed. With their, an interest rate hike might be around the corner type of language. That caused a big, big risk-off move. No longer is the Fed your friend. In addition to that, they've been cutting back on the stimulus program. They've been tapering. They've been weaning us off of the addictive stimulus, the medicine that investors risk on, investors are so addicted to. And they started to sober up in March and take some risk off. And then, of course, we had some a finger wagging at the biotech stocks, but you know, we've recovered since then. And now all of a sudden, I'm not saying that there's a new trend developing, but we've had a couple of days here that really saw the risk come out of the market. What is causing this most recent risk-off move? Will it get worse before it gets better? Is this something we need to sit up and take notice of? The answer to that question, in my opinion, is yes. Number one, Iraq continues to be a big factor as ISIL advances on Baghdad. You know, in a Middle East, a country as big as Iraq being run by a bunch of vicious Islamic militants is not going to be good for the world, and it's going to cause a lot of instability in the Middle East. And that has caused some investors to take a little bit of risk off the table here at the current time. Now you add into that equation the situation between Israel and Hamas right now, which is really ratcheting up. You see, I read about a dozen world newspapers during the day from all over the world, and I try to stay on top of world events. And it looks to me like Israel and the Palestinian-Hamas alliance, it looks to me like they're headed for war. In fact, it looks inevitable to me. What does that mean? Do people really want to have high-tech, high-flying stocks with a couple events like that hanging out there? These two situations definitely make risk on investors nervous. And the headlines coming out of Iraq and coming out of Israel today, tomorrow, and the next day are definitely going to determine whether or not this will become a risk-off market once again. It's something that we need to watch very, very closely. Just when you think you have smooth sailing in the market, there's always some kind of obstacle that is in the way once again. We're also seeing the oil stocks again behaving in a positive fashion despite falling oil prices. You see, they don't always run in tandem with each other, do they? Now, we have an aging bull market. We have a couple of events in the Middle East that are getting worse instead of better. We have a decent day going on in the market. We have earnings season with thousands of companies lined up to report earnings. I've been a bull for the last 5 years. I remain a bull, but I am a very cautious and very vigilant bull at the current time. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We talked a little bit here about the risk-off move in the market that's taking place. You know what? It may not show up in the headlines, in the numbers. Okay, Dow down this or Dow up this or whatever. Those are the big headlines that most people don't go much further than that. But I'm looking at the underneath, you know. It's one thing to be gliding on a boat on the ocean above the water. It's another thing to be in the water with the mask on, with the breathing apparatus, and looking what lies beneath. And there's a lot that lies beneath in the market that the average person doesn't see, because it's very time intensive to go down into the water every single day, whether it's 90 mile per hour winds and frigid waters or very nice Caribbean tropical type waters. I have to get into the water every single day, put on my mask, my snorkel, my fins, and I have to spend several hours looking around. I have to look in some of the caves that people don't want to look in. I have to look under some of the rocks that people don't, and I've got to look for what's happening underneath the seemingly placid surface of the market. And here's what I see. I see the risk coming out of this market all of a sudden. This is the third day in a row of risk off. I see it in the biotech stocks. That's where I see it. If you want to take a look at some individual biotech stocks like Isis Pharmaceutical, which I got rid of, and another one which I owned in my speculative trading account, Omeros, I cut them. I don't like the way they're behaving. These are the most risk-on stocks in the entire market. Why have they turned all of a sudden, seemingly out of nowhere, when it seemed like they had a good head of steam going? Well, I just went through three big events that are occurring in the world. Again, people will come walk by the newspaper machine and they'll see the headline, Dow hits 17,000, new all-time high. But there's some headlines that you may not dive down underneath and see. Like Israel is intensifying their attacks on Hamas. That Hamas is intensifying their attacks on Israel. And let's not forget the Palestinians and Hamas have a whole array of people behind them. This thing could get a lot worse. Iraq. Finally, Baghdadi's soldiers are starting to show up in downtown Iraq. The situation continues to worsen. We're now in an earnings season. We had a kickoff yesterday, which we're going to go through here next. We're going to look at what Alcoa had to say, but that also increases volatility in the markets. Could be good, could be bad. Alcoa kicked off the season with a good earnings report, a better than expected earnings report, and I told you what to watch for as companies report earnings in the coming days, in the coming weeks, in the coming months. We now have about 2.5 months of earnings reports coming in from thousands of companies, including the ones that you own. I have the date written down by all the companies that I own as to when they'll be reporting. There's nothing I can do. I can watch in the days leading up to the report. And by the way, Alcoa has been trading very bullishly in advance of its earnings report, which it made yesterday. So I thought we'd put Alcoa under the spotlight. You know what? Alcoa has actually been a very good stock since about, let me look at the month when that thing broke up, last fall, October of last year, when the stock broke out, and it's been in an uptrend ever since. You know, Alcoa's finally figured out that just making aluminum and a commodity is a very competitive business. Why not take some of that aluminum and make some products and do some downstream stuff and some upstream stuff? And they've been diversifying and getting into other businesses like aerospace, etc. That's a smart move. And it's showing up in the chart pattern of the stock. The stock, so far this year, we'll just look at the app. Believe it or not, Alcoa is up 40% this year. That's right, 40%. In fact, it has a momentum grade of A- right now. Now, if we look at the long term of Alcoa, it's been very poor. Alcoa was kicked out of the Dow several years back because it had been a laggard for so many years. In fact, over the last 10 years, and this still influences Alcoa's overall rating, but my rating system is definitely weighted toward what have you done for me lately as opposed to that longer 10-year track record. Alcoa has been a lousy stock over the last 10 years. It's gone down by 6% per year. But let's not forget that year to date, the stock is up over 40%. What have you done for me lately? Well, it's done pretty good here lately, hasn't it? Over the last 12 months, Alcoa is up 90%. Do you realize that? It's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Now, I've listened to lots of people reporting on Alcoa this morning because it just happens to be the first one that gets to report their earnings, and I have not heard anybody say, because I guess they don't have the Best Stocks Now app in their hands, I haven't heard anybody say that Alcoa's up 40% this year and that Alcoa's up 90% over the last 12 months. Well, you're hearing me say it because that's a big, big factor. It's up 90% in the last 12 months. It has a momentum grade of A-. Okay, so pretty good performance going on. Obviously, we have to look at the valuation of Alcoa next. Let's take a look. Alcoa is currently trading at 23 times forward earnings, and that's going to go down if the earnings estimates go up, which they should. Believe it or not, the analysts that cover Alcoa, and there's a lot of them, they think the company's going to grow by 40% per year over the next 5 years. Well, you know what? Good luck with that, but they must know something, meaning Alcoa has a PEG ratio right now of less than 1. It's trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. I take a little bit more conservative approach on that growth rate, but nevertheless, I come up with a 5-year target price on Alcoa of $28 per share. The stock is currently trading at $15 per share. It does pay just a little bitty dividend of 0.8%. I currently don't own Alcoa. Alcoa has moved up to number 926 out of 3,038. It has a good head of steam going on right now. In fact, as I read, the last time I commented on Alcoa was in October of 2013. That's when Alcoa came out of the Dow. And that's when Alcoa stock started to take off. They should have left it in, it sounds like. I like it. I don't own it. It's on my watch list. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now, second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Yeah, there's been a risk-off move just seemingly out of nowhere over the last few days. You know, and it's funny in the fact that we were getting headlines last week, new all-time highs. And I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend, I said, you know, I always sit up and take notice. The hair on the back of my neck starts to stand up just a little bit, and my left eye starts to twitch just a little when I see these glowing headlines about markets hitting new highs. Now, I've been a bull for 5 years and 4 months, and I am still a bull today. But along the way, there's been a lot of risk off and risk on moves. Boy, I remember right before fiscal cliff, there was a huge risk off move in the market. Earlier this year in March, we had a huge risk off move in the market. We've seen another risk off just out of nowhere. But it's not out of nowhere if you take a look at what's going on in the world around us. If you dig underneath the headlines just a little bit, you wonder why oil is dropping, okay? But the oil stocks are going up. How can that be? And the market's hitting new highs, and all of a sudden the risk on stocks are starting to falter. Well, you know what? There must be something in the world that big investors know, big traders know, mainly the big traders know, that's making them chew their fingernails a little bit right now. And I don't think you have to go much further than the Middle East and the coming earnings season. I think the Middle East is the bigger factor right now. And know that those conditions over there in the Middle East are deteriorating rapidly. And there is seemingly no plan whatsoever to stop the advance of ISIL, the Islamic State of Iraq, and the Levant. The Levant is the entire Middle East. You see, these guys don't just want northern Iraq and the city of Mosul. They want it all, baby. And they want all the Arab nations to bow down to ISIL and their leaders. This is not a good situation. And you have a escalating, very rapidly escalating situation all of a sudden, seemingly out of nowhere, in the Israel-Hamas-Palestine area. And this is causing some investors, some big traders, to take some risk out of the market. I don't have a lot of risk in the market right now. I don't have a lot of high risk. I was starting to nibble at some high risk once again, and I've taken that risk right back out for the most part, especially in the highest risk areas of the market. I started to dabble just a little bit in some of the biotechs. I still own several, but I sold two yesterday because I didn't like what I saw. However, I do continue to like what I see in the oil patch. And I saw some people yesterday when I sold my two biotechs. I sold two, and I sent out tweets, and I had a couple of smart alecks. I like buying when you sell. Be my guest. That's what makes a market, isn't it? Somebody's got to buy what I'm selling, and somebody's got to sell to me what I'm buying. But, you know, I don't think you have to be smart alecky about it. And I generally block people that are smart alecks. You know, we can all get along as traders, and we can all disagree on our take on the market. I'm sure all the way up for the last 5 years, 3 months that the market's gone up, there's been people disagreeing with my bullish stance on the market. And I'm sure there's people that disagree with my different sector moves that I've made. And I'm sure there's people that don't agree with my current overweighting in the energy stocks. And also in some of the emerging markets like India. Well, I continue to have those weightings. I continue to defend my positions here. And I continue to like the energy patch. Because when there's trouble in the Middle East, when the heat gets too hot, what do people in the Middle East do? They head for an oasis. Right? Where they can chill out, where they can water their animals, where they can get a nice cool drink. And I guess, don't they, what do? Crack open a Corona under a palm tree? I don't know, but there's oases. I like oases. There's oases in Mexico and in the Borrego Springs Desert in Arizona, and they're nice. And there's a company named Oasis Petroleum that I currently own. And it is an oasis in a desert Middle East hotspot right now as it continues to pound out and hit new highs. I featured Oasis several times. It's headquartered in Houston, where I'm sure it's baking there today. Don't imagine that there's no humidity. I don't imagine that it's... What are we today? We're 70 degrees with about 10% humidity, a little bit overcast, little light jacket needed. I don't know if it's like that in Houston. I doubt it. I bet an oasis sounds real good right now. I featured Oasis back on May the 22nd of this year. You go back and watch it. The stock was a lot cheaper then, wasn't it? It was under 50. Now it's 57, and it continues to rise. Here's the stats on Oasis. It continues to perform better than the market. In other words, it's a company that is flourishing, OAS, against the overall market. In fact, over the last 5 years, while the economy has been growing at about 4 or 5% per year, Oasis has been growing by 105% per year. That's like the temperature in Houston right now, right? Oasis is engaged in the exploration and production of oil and natural gas in the Williston Basin in North Dakota and Montana. If I'm not mistaken, I thought I saw a headline the other day that the U.S. is now the biggest oil producer in the world. I thought I saw that this year we will be the biggest oil producer in the world. And you can thank Harold Hamm and George Mitchell and people like that for discovering how to get this oil out of this rich, oil-rich area of North Dakota. Who ever thought that North Dakota would be the center of the world as it relates to oil? As big a field as Saudi Arabia, some would say. Oasis Petroleum over the last 3 years has delivered 23% per year, while the market's delivered 13%. Over the last 12 months, it's up 38%. I think go a lot higher with that kind of growth. 105% growth is what it's averaged over the last 5 years. And over the last 3 months, it's up 32%. It currently gets a momentum grade of A+. And you might say, gee, if this was a technology stock, and if it was growing by 105% per year, and if it had a relative strength of 90, it would probably be trading at 70 or 80 times forward earnings, wouldn't it? Probably. It would be trading at a very high multiple. And yet Oasis in Houston is trading at just 14 times forward earnings, while the market trades at 9, while it's expected to grow by 19% per year, and while the market trades at about 18 times forward earnings. So it's trading at a discount to the market, number one, and it's also trading at a pretty hefty discount to its growth rate. I get a PEG ratio of 0.76. I get a 5-year target price on Oasis of 103, and it's currently trading at 56. There's no guarantees here. If everybody kumbayas in the Middle East and they all sit down and smoke the peace pipe together and oil drops back to $90 per barrel, then Oasis is not going to be a very good investment. If things continue to escalate, and things continue to deteriorate, and things continue to get worse, which is the course things are taking right now in the Middle East, would I be 100% weighted in the energy stocks? No. But would I be overweighted in the energy stocks? I am overweighted in the energy stocks. And I'm also starting to look at gold once again, as the situation in the world does not seem to be getting any better. We haven't even talked about the Ukraine, where things aren't really getting much better, let alone the current political discourse here in America. I would ask this question: have you ever seen the political discourse in America as badly divided as it is today, whether it be the immigration issue, whether it be any number of issues that we can name right now? There just seems to be a lot of people that don't like one another, that can't get along, that can't compromise, that can't agree. It's either my way or the highway. Well, you know what? The oil stocks, nice oasis to be parked in right now. OAS is not a recommendation, but it's an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about the recent risk-off move, which really came suddenly Monday and Tuesday of this week. And I think it comes as a result of headlines. Yeah, 17,000, new high on the Dow. There's always a lot of people that stop and ask themselves, is this as good as it gets? Well, the economy continues to grow. I mean, we'll watch very closely when we get this next GDP report to see where we're at in the economy. But we should have a good idea before that point in time because of hundreds and hundreds and even thousands of individual companies that will be reporting earnings in the coming week. We have one company so far out of about 3,000 that has reported, and it was Alcoa, and it was better than expected. So at least the first shot fired over the bow is one that says the economy is still going strong. It's hard for me to see the market turn from a five-year, four-month bull to a bear with an economy that is still growing. I think the economy, more than anything, holds the keys to the future of this market, along with Fed rate hikes. And I see our friend in St. Louis today, Coacher Lakota. He's one of my favorites. He says, there's no hurry to hike interest rates. And I think the market also likes hearing that. But needless to say, we have had a risk-off move here over the last couple of days, and I think you can point to the Middle East right now. You know what? It's a tumultuous world. What if the world powers are drawn in to these two big skirmishes? They already are taking sides. They're either trying to stop ISIL or stop Hamas, or they're funding ISIL and they're funding Hamas. And you've got big countries behind them. You don't think that Russia hasn't taken a side? You don't think that the U.S. has a side? You don't think that Saudi Arabia has a side? And you don't think that Iran is taking a side? I mean, obviously, whenever there's turmoil in the Middle East, you always have to ask yourself, is this the big one? Is this Armageddon? Is this the lead up to it? And you're going to see risk come off in the market. Yes, they've had much turmoil there over the years. But it's also a world now that has nuclear weapons and bigger bombs than before. So we always have to be vigilant and on our guard when that Middle East starts to heat up. And you've seen it here in the market in the last few days, the market all of a sudden becoming a little bit more defensive. And we need to be vigilant. We have an aging bull market that is now 5 years, 4 months old. It could go 7 years. I hope it does, for everybody's sake. That would be nice. And I've said it many times before, the market doesn't ring a bell at the top. There's not a headline. Market peaks today at 17,000. No, that's not the headline, is it? Instead, we have to remain vigilant. And how do we remain vigilant? Well, you know, I try to make it real easy for folks. I'm here every single day, and I report. I surface every day after spending my entire day under the water examining the markets and looking at the currents underneath. You know, it's another thing people don't realize. The ocean looks totally placid on the surface. You go underneath, there's a current ripping. You can look at the kelp, which way it's pointed. If it's pointed west, man, there's a current ripping through there. And a lot of times, while the market seems placid on the surface, there is a current ripping through the market underneath. And that current that I see right now has become a little bit more cautious. In my opinion, the best ways to be vigilant are to look at your stocks every day. And don't forget, you can look at a chart of a mutual fund. How's your bond mutual fund? What's the one-year chart look like right now? There's charts of ETFs and exchange-traded funds. What's your biotech ETF look like right now? What's your India ETF look like right now? What's your China ETF? They have one-year charts, too. I would look at those charts once a day. I mean, to come home in the evening, it would take you 10 minutes, you know, either on Yahoo or Microsoft, MSN, or whatever. I happen to use MarketSmith. I also keep a keen eye on the market chart. I report that every single week. Here's what the S&P looks like. Here's what the Dow looks like. Here's what the Nasdaq, here's what the emerging markets look like. I look at a chart of the Dow or the bond market every day in TLT, and I look at a chart of gold every day, GLD. And then of course all of the individual charts that make up those indexes that I have a particular interest in. Either they're highly rated or they're stocks that I own. Are there any guarantees? You know, if something happens overnight tonight, major, there was no warning really, and we're all messed up. But generally speaking, bear markets don't just happen in 1 or 2 days. Generally speaking, there's some lead up to it. And there's some signs like stocks rolling over, like leading asset go-go, risk-on type asset classes like small caps and mid caps and whatnot. All of a sudden, they start to fall from grace, and you see some of the defensive sectors like gold and bonds and inverse funds rise to the top. The good news is the inverse funds are still at the bottom of the heap. I would not even consider at this point shorting anything unless you're a day trader and you're looking for a little bit here and there. I'm talking about indexes and markets. At the same time, I do believe that we need to be a little bit on higher alert. They used to have a color, red, yellow, green. Today's a red. Don't go outside. We could be attacked today. Well, I think we're on a yellow right now. I think we need to be a little bit cautious. We need to look at our individual stocks. There is trouble brewing in the Middle East, and I think it gets worse before it gets better. I don't see that kumbaya moment coming today or tomorrow. And I also think that the earnings season, as always, brings with it added risk. And, of course, the economy needs to be watched very, very closely. So, as I said earlier in the show, I'm still bullish. I haven't changed my stance. I've been a bull for 5 years, 4 months. I will not always be a bull, however. And right now, I am raising my caution, my vigilance just a little bit because of events taking place. You can stay in tune with what I think through the newsletter every week. That can be had at pwstreet.com. And if you want a money manager who tries to stay on top of world events, I am 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.